Cotton farmers in Brazil are hoping the World Trade Organization will rule against the United States tomorrow. The WTO is expected to decide whether billions of dollars in U.S. government subsidies for American cotton farmers violate international rules. Brazil was one of those countries to challenge the U.S. policy. To learn about the farmers behind that complaint, NPR's Martin Costi traveled to central Brazil, where giant cotton farms are spreading fast.
It's evening in the Brazilian state of Goiás, and thousands of tropical birds converge on a bamboo grove on the edge of a vast cotton field. Wild rheas, South America's answer to the ostrich, are sometimes seen jogging through the cotton, outpacing the John Deere picking machines. The June harvest has been a good one, and this crew of six men has picked about 500,000 pounds of raw cotton in less than a week. A portable hydraulic press squeezes the cotton into 40,000-pound blocks, ready to be lifted onto flatbed trucks. Field hand Edivaldo Damascena says the machinery is rented. When the harvester is done here, they'll load it onto a river barge and send it up to the state of Mato Grosso, he says. The shortage of machinery is a symptom of Brazil's cotton boom. This year's crop is almost 50% bigger than last year's. Damascena, who makes $200 a month, says he'd like to own his own farm someday, but he doubts he'd ever be able to afford to plant cotton. Cotton can make you a lot of money, but you need to invest a lot in chemicals and machinery. And if it fails, you go bankrupt, he says. Brazilian cotton used to be produced by family farms. But in the last 20 years, cheap imported cotton and expensive plagues such as the boll weevil wiped out the little guys. These days, cotton is the domain of big operators. The farms are typically about 4,000 acres. One farmer, who happens to be the mayor of the nearby town, has 30,000 acres, not counting his fields in other states. Brazilian cotton farmers prefer to be called producers. They usually live in the city, and they lead the lives of business executives. The dozen or so men who control the cotton crop in the state of Goiás have been invited to the capital for a lavish dinner and show, courtesy of a German herbicide company. These men have reason to celebrate. In the past 8 years, they've modernized the Brazilian cotton business, and now they believe they're about to win a huge trade victory against their American competitors. Cotton producer João Matos says the WTO complaint against the American subsidies was a grassroots effort.
Very little government money went into this complaint. We, the cotton producers, raised the money to pursue this with the WTO. At one point, we even raffled off farm equipment to pay our American lawyers.
Matos is the head of a cooperative called All Cotton, housed in an ultra-modern building whose blue-tinted glass facade stands out in the otherwise dusty little town of Acreúna. In the air-conditioned offices, Matos says their basic argument is that subsidies let American farmers sell cotton at below cost, which in turn drags down world prices. But he acknowledges that he and his colleagues also have certain advantages over American cotton farmers.
Eu até concordo, nós temos uma mão de obra.
I agree that we have lower labor costs than the Americans, but that's part of being a developing country. But a lot of the chemicals, seeds, and machinery we buy are American. We don't see this as a fight with the American cotton producers, just a readjustment, so we can both produce under similar conditions.
In the cowboy bar along the highway, no one has even heard of the WTO. When told that Brazilian cotton growers might soon have reason to expand their production even more, 28-year-old Eduardo Luiz dos Santos is unimpressed. He's been job hunting for years, and he says the local cotton farms are so big and efficient, they no longer offer much opportunity for people like him. It's getting hard because the new machines do everything. People around here say the machines have taken away their jobs, Santos says. And it's true. Cotton producer Matos says he now needs only one employee for every 600 acres. It's another irony of globalization. America's cheap subsidized cotton has forced the Brazilian producers to become more efficient. And they have, using machinery and herbicides from the U.S. Martin Costi, NPR News.